This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat freezing!
We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Our girl is on the board with 9 wins, 9 losses. Not too shabby, Breezy.
This I know.
Your chance, you guys, to win some brand new PXY Morning swag. T-shirts, crew necks, thongs, G-strings, that leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
We never did G-strings.
But the most important thing is our logo is on it.
So. No, fully. The branding is literally front-facing. So
let's go to the phones. PXY, we're looking for caller 8. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, where are you?
I'm still on the road. I'm going to Bern.
Oh, you're going to Bern.
Oh, my God. I love Bern. Yeah. What Bern do you go to?
Victor.
Oh, I love that for you.
All right. Well, Brittany, you're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8. Do you have what it takes? All right. Talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room. Tell her that her parents don't love her.
No.
But they do love her.
They do. Oh, thank you so much. Good luck, Brittany.
You're welcome.
You guys suck. All right. The rules are simple, Brittany. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. She is out of the room. She's in that soundproof booth. Leave. There she goes. All right, Brittany, let's go to question number 1. Give me your best answer. How many ribs does a human skeleton have?
10.
Going with 10. All right, question number 2. Brittany, who won the 2025 Grammy Award for Country Album of the Year?
Beyonce.
Going with Beyonce. Question number 3. Brittany, what U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Is that your final answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. You a big fan of St. Paddy's Day?
I am, for sure.
What instrument is commonly associated with Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
Wait, say that again?
What instrument is usually associated with the Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
Bagpipes?
Going with bagpipes, final answer. And last question, Brittany. Which chewy chocolate candy has been the movie theater MVP since the golden age of Blockbuster?
Snickers.
You going with Snickers?
I'm going with Snickers. No, wait. Yeah, I'm going to go with Snickers.
Okay, we're going with Snickers. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. And then we're going to tally these up, Brittany, and see how well you did. As of right now, we are looking at not too shabby. 3 out of 5.
Alrighty. Okay,
all right, Breezy, you're up.
Let's go.
Question number 1. Brittany, sit tight. Not too bad. 3 out of 5 is pretty good. Breeze, how many ribs does a human skeleton have?
42.
42?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with 42. Question number 2. Breezy, who won the 2025 Grammy Award for Country Album of the Year?
Beyonce. It's all a game of politics. We all know that.
Question three. In what U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Question number four. St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
Yes.
What instrument is commonly associated with Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
A bagpipe.
Last question, Breeze. Which chewy chocolate candy has been the movie theater MVP since the golden age of Blockbuster?
Chewy chocolate candy.
You see it at every movie theater.
Do you?
The clock is ticking.
M&M's? I don't know. What?
Is that your final answer?
Cookie dough bites?
Okay, right. Okay, Brittany,
cookie
you there?
Cookie dough bites, final answer.
Brittany, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, how do you think Breezy did?
I think we tied.
I think you would be 100% correct. That means you got yourself the win!
Wait, go through the answers.
All right, let me go to question one. The human skeleton, how many ribs does it have? The answer is 24. Mm. Brittany, you said 10. Breezy said 42.
Okay, sorry, I'm dyslexic.
I don't know.
I would have had it right if it was backwards.
Who won the 2025 Grammy Award? You both said Beyonce. That's correct. Hawaii was the 50th state. Bagpipes is correct. And that chewy chocolate candy that's at every movie theater is Milk Duds. Milk Duds.
So stupid.
Oh, ew.
Hey, Brittany, I'm going to give you a chance for a bonus question here.
All right, let's do it.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet monkey?
What? Earl?
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 No, I'm so sorry. His name was Bubbles. But thank you so much for playing. All right, we're gonna hook you up with some PXY swag. Stay on the
line.
Not
Earl.
Before I let you go, Brittany, I need you to say my name is Brittany from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
I mean, she didn't really beat me, but.
All right, say, my name is Brittany from
Rochester, and I just tied / win with Breezy.
There you go.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Glass Animals, Waterview Heights, a nursing home in Charlotte is under scrutiny once again due to the allegations of neglect and understaffing. Which I don't think is very hard for a lot of us to believe, especially if you've had a loved one in a nursing home like I have. The neglect, that could be real. Not the first time that they've been accused of neglect at this home, Waterview Heights. Tammy Worth is a registered nurse, 30 years of experience. And she recently spoke about her time as a nurse manager at Waterview Heights. And she goes, I know how nursing homes are supposed to be run. She described the facility as severely understaffed, recounting a day when only three nurses were available for over 250 residents. What do you think goes
on?
She reported that due to the lack of staff, residents went without medication and tube feedings all day long. She goes, my resident didn't get any medications at all. It was just after midnight on Saturday. This was February 15th, and she had been working for 16 hours, she said. And she admitted that at one point she had a few choice words with her manager, and because of that, she was fired. Now they're really understaffed. Back in November of 2022, resident Carol Lennox was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance because her family found her struggling to breathe.
And
there was one certified nurse, nursing assistant, and he was caring for 40 residents. And her daughter, Kathy, said the nurse had said, I can't give her meds. I'm only a CNA. And and she goes, you mean to tell me that she or none of the residents have gotten their meds this morning? He goes, oh, I've been here since 6:30 a.m. Nobody has gotten their meds. In the most recent inspection report of Waterview Heights of September last year cited numerous cases of poor care. This included residents lying in bed in feces with no clothes on.
Oh my God.
Another resident was in a wheelchair with stool on the floor along with the bed sheets. In another case, an inspector found a resident lying in a soaked diaper. The Department of Health fined the facility $10,000 last year for the poor quality of care. I used to walk in all the time to go see my grandma at one of these homes. And I just remember thinking, oh my, like, God, take her, please. Yeah. The neglect is real. Nobody wants to see a loved one in one of these facilities.
No.
Especially when you have three people trying to take care of 250 residents alone. All of them have put in a 17-hour shift. It's sad.
It's so sad.
Before you place a loved one in a nursing home, they say you got to do your homework. Check the facility's inspection reports. If you do have a complaint, it will get filed. And that's whether it's about the home or a nurse, you can file a complaint with the New York State Department of Health because they will come and take a look. I mean, this is not the first time Waterview Heights has been fined. I had a friend whose father was in this place back in 2011, and she told me her biggest concern was the neglect that went on in there. And here we are years later still talking about the same issue.
I mean, I thought the neglect of the health and safety issues at Texas Roadhouse was bad. These are actual humans that are being neglected.
Exactly.
Insane.
Coming up on the show, it's an all-new Parental Confidential. We got a message from a dad this time around. We'll call him Alex.
Sure.
Actually, he wants to go by Andy. How do you speak to your kids about divorce? His children are 8 and 6 years old. And he needs to tell them that mom and dad are no longer going to be together. How do you do that? Coming up on the show, we're going to get Bridget Lucchesi, who's a local mental health therapist, to come on and have this conversation with us. It's coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be. You're late.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. This message actually came in from a gentleman who wanted us to read his message because he says he's struggling how to tell his 8 and 6 year old that mom and dad are getting a divorce.
That's a really tough scene.
How do you have that conversation with kids? Before I get to the message that he sent us, let's get our friend and local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi, on the phone with us. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Bridget. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi. Thank you so much, Breezy. It's a beautiful day, right?
It really is. We're loving it.
Bridget, I'll read this message real quickly, and then I'll have you comment on it. But the message that Andy wrote us is, good morning, guys. This message is for Moose and Breezy on PXY. I prefer you call me Andy. Have an 8 and 6 year old. Happy kids. They're both really loved. There's no animosity between my wife and I. We, at least in front of the kids. But my wife and I do not get along. Not to give too much detail, but she has stepped out on me in this marriage more than once.
Oh.
So I have an enormous amount of resentment towards her. Right now it's driving me absolutely insane as a father to tell my kids their parents are no longer going to be in the same house and are divorcing. And I'm struggling with telling them the news, and my wife suggests we just stay together under the same roof until they go to high school. I can't think of a bigger way to screw our kids up than to force them to grow up in a home where two people resent one another. And I want my kids to know what love is between two people, and this just isn't it. Would love any type of honest advice, especially from parents and couples who have gone through this. Thank you guys so much for airing my message. All the best. So, Bridget.
My heart breaks, Bridget.
When is the best time to tell your kids about divorce? Is it safe to assume that an 8 and 6 year old are pretty aware of what's going on between mom and dad?
This is a lot, right? So I'm going to try to like backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
When you know, first of all, I want to applaud dad and his wife for not fighting in front of the kids, right? That's huge.
Right.
And not letting the children know that there are problems because these are adult problems. And
right.
So we know in studies that if I'm complaining about my wife and saying, you know, you're an ass, it's here is I'm bad. I'm an ass. Right.
Yep.
So when you say something bad about the other parent, you know, or maybe it's not that bad. You just say, oh, they're never on you know, they never listen to me or whatever it is. What happens in a kid's brain is they take that on. So then they think that's the way they are. So first of all, I applaud this couple for not doing that. That's number one. Number two is just, I think before you tell the kids, I think you both have to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of it as if you're going to get married and have children, you've got to earn your way out of the marriage. And to me, the way you earn your way out of the marriage is go back and do some homework. And that is, kids pick up energy just like animals do.
Right.
Like, you know how animals have the senses? We do too.
Yeah.
And so even though they're not fighting in front of them and saying those things, the kids can pick up that energy. I mean, resentment is, you know, definitely a relationship killer. And
so you
want to work on that.
What do you tell a parent who feels super resentful towards their partner like this guy Andy does? Because obviously, like you said, the kids are still picking up on that energy even though they're not fighting in person.
Sure. I think, you know, honestly, I do think in these situations you need to go in and get someone, you know, like myself.
Like a third party.
Or a third party, a therapist.
Right.
That really understands divorce and how to handle these situations. There's something called collaborative law, which is really an incredible way to go about divorce because they talk about everybody having a therapist. So,
right.
You know, you have the kids have a therapist to talk about it. The parents do. If you, you know, it can get expensive at times, but not in the long, you know, if you think about when people fight, that costs a lot legally.
Sure.
So sometimes it really isn't expensive. People think it is in the beginning. But I think, you know, we have to work through our resentments, whether we divorce or not, because you are going to be co-parenting. And if you hang on to that and you don't work through it, it is going to come out towards the kids because they're going to pick up on it.
Correct.
So I would recommend in terms of before you even think about saying to your children that you want to get a divorce, I think you need to work through those things with someone. People come in all the time and don't necessarily do marriage counseling with me, but we work on what's the best avenue and what do we need to do to make this transition for our kids a positive way. And she had talked about, let's just stay together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question about that, Bridget,
because I
think that is so common in couples and in marriages. Let's just stay together until the kids are out of high school. Let's just stay together until this. And I think that honestly, correct me if I'm wrong, does more damage to a child as they get older when they realize, oh, you only stayed in this unhappy, unhealthy situation because of me. That puts so much pressure and guilt on me as your child of like, I was the reason that you had to stay in this.
Yeah, you're right. And they usually know, right? They pick up on it, even if you don't fight for them. They know. They can see that mommy and daddy aren't showing affection to each other. They pick up the energy.
Right.
So here's the deal. We always talk about what should we say to our kids? People ask me this question all the time. What do I say to them? All these questions are, what do we say to the kids? What I say is, what are you doing? Kids follow what we do more than what we say.
Yeah.
So if I'm living a life where I'm not, you know, being my best self, then what am I teaching my kids?
Right.
And I
that
think
you need to live a life like that and not live your best self. So if I stay in a marriage that's super toxic, then what I'm not going to be fully happy and doing the things that, you know, what do our kids want? Like, you guys look at your parents and you say, I just want my parents to be happy.
Yeah.
That's what kids want, right? And so you living your best life and working on you and being a healthy parent and a healthy person in the world is going to be the best thing you can do for your kids.
Correct.
But there are lots of options, right? You know, there's something called nesting where this is after you've worked through those resentments, you've gotten to a really healthy place. If you can do that in this situation, they may be able to because there was possible infidelity. So you could keep the house and rotate in and out where the kids stay in a stable environment. It's called nesting or bird nesting. It's kind of a newer thing. A lot of people can't financially do that because they can have three places.
Right.
You know, you can divorce and live in separate places, kind of the traditional thing where the kids go back and forth to the houses. Or you can live in the home altogether, but that usually doesn't work, especially with infidelity or if you don't have separate places like an in-law quarters or something like that, unless they get along super well.
Yeah.
Right.
The other
that
thing too,
work.
And I know couples who are doing just this, Bridget, they're staying together for what they think is the kids, but they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. They're not showing any affection towards each other whatsoever. And the kids are old enough to pick up on all that. I have a text coming in from a Megan. And she says, hey, guys, question for Bridget. I've been going through a similar situation. The question my youngest, who is 10, keeps asking is what he can do to get mom and dad back together. What's the best response to a question like this?
Oh, I think thanks for calling in and asking that, because I think it's really important with kids to understand that they have no power in adult relationships.
Right.
So I think it's really important to let them know, first of all, there is nothing that any of the kids can do, and there's nothing that you have done that's caused this, because kids are black and white. So they might think, oh, we were arguing about our toys. That might be why they're getting a divorce.
Right.
No. So you let them know there's absolutely, this has nothing to do with kids. Sometimes people in love become incompatible and can't live together and be together anymore. And that doesn't mean they can't have feelings for each other and us all get along.
Right.
But it's just not good for us to live together. So I think you just have to let him know he doesn't have any power in that way. But what he needs to just be a kid. These are adult problems. And that sometimes that happens. And that we worked really hard on it. We tried to make it work. Letting, you know, so then you're modeling.
Right.
You know, you share with them we went to counseling, we worked on things, we tried to make it work. It's going to be better, and we're both going to live happier lives separately. And we're not going to, you don't have anything to do with that. That's not something that you have power on, because kids have magical thinking. I think we talked about this in another segment.
Yeah.
And so they'll have this magical thinking they have some sort of power, and you just let them know that they are wonderful, that this is just an adult issue. If they have any questions or any thoughts about it, we can talk about it along the way. But we love you, and we're going to make this transition as easy as possible, and we'll continue to talk about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have Amy here really quickly. I'll get to one more here. But Amy is saying, with the struggle that her in her soon-to-be ex, because they are separated, they live in different homes, she's debating on when to bring her new boyfriend around to introduce to her son and daughter, who are 5 and 8, because she doesn't want that to cause friction between her and her ex.
Right.
But she does want to bring this new guy into her kid's life. When's the best time to do that?
She's not going to like my answer. Okay, so let's be blunt. The reason she's not going to like my answer is because you're so excited when you're first in a new relationship. It's like, it's that area of the brain that's, you know, when you look at addiction, the area of the brain that lights up is the same as when you're falling in love. So there's this biology of falling in love. So, you know, you want to spend more time with them. You can't wait to see them. So it's hard. So I understand her position. But at the same time with kids, you don't want to bring every Tom, Dick, and Harry around.
Right.
You want to have some time, because the majority of relationships, I mean, what? The divorce rate's over 50%. They fail. So you have to really think about, how is this going to impact them? So give it some time. Like, people come to me in 3 months and say, I want to get married. And I'm like, okay, well, your brain's activated for, you know, in that area where it's addiction. Wait till you see what the person's really like over the course of time. So she would really want to spend a lot of time with him. You know, a good 4 to 6 months to see if, you know, really get to know the person. You're really not going to know the person until 2 years.
Correct.
That's just the truth of it.
I mean,
right?
Going back to what you said, love is an addiction. And I think so many of us get hurt over and over again, but we always keep coming back for more.
Right. I want to thank you so much, Bridget, for the time, because honestly, it's very insightful. Moose and I can sit here and, you know, give our opinions all day. But at the end of the day, we aren't experts. We aren't parenting experts. We never claimed to be. I mean, maybe tongue in cheek every now and again. But thank you so much, truly.
Bridget,
you're welcome.
Please tell people where they can find you if they're looking for some one-on-one help. Plug your website, your phone number, what have you.
Yeah, my phone number is 585-905-1685. That's probably the easiest way, rather than me spelling out my name. It's Bridget Lucchesi. At 585-905-1685. And then I can give them my website when they give me a call. I'm happy to do
Perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Local mental health therapist. Thank you for coming on another Parental Confidential. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have
All right,
a good day.
You too. We'll talk soon. It's Peaks Wide Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.